The Chatham Park Check-In is an exclusive series sponsored by the Preston Development Company on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, and chapelboro.com.
Here is Vanessa Jenkins, Executive Vice President of Preston Development, in a conversation with members of the team that works with energy conservation at Chatham Park.
I am very excited about our guest today. Chuck and I are joined today by Jamie Hager. Both have contributed immensely to our sustainable story, but in very different ways. Chuck, will you start, give a brief introduction of what you do with the project?
My name is Chuck Smith. I've been with Preston Development Company the last 10 years or so. I'm registered as a landscape architect for the last 40 years in this region and have been involved in the development of this region. And right now my responsibility with Chatham Park is leading the planning and development side of the things that we're doing.
Jamie Hager, and I'm with Southern Energy Management, and we are a building science and solar energy firm based in the Triangle in Raleigh, North Carolina. And I've been with the company about 17 years now, and my role is to work directly with builders and developers on establishing programs that improve energy efficiency and health of residential homes.
And so at Chatham Park, you aren't just a administrator of these type programs. You're also a solar company. And you also talked about if you're producing more energy than you're using. And we are very open to solar systems within Chatham Park. I understand when we start talking about averages, size of house, all of that. But I think people have a real curiosity on today. We've heard about it for years. It used to be crazy expensive. What is a, for a 2,500 square foot single family house, what does a solar system cost now?
So the homes in Chatham Park, one of the things about the programs that I really like is that every home is evaluated for solar. So you can walk into any builder in Chatham Park and ask them, would solar work on this house and what does it need? And if we provide a free assessment for that. And on average, the systems are about $25,000. That's for maybe a 6 to 7 kW solar system, which doesn't mean anything to the average person. But what that does, that's about an 80% energy electricity offset for, like you were saying, like a 2,500 square foot home in Chatham Park. Now, that's assuming you are all electric also. So with gas heat and gas water heating, solar obviously produces electricity. So you may not even need that size system to offset your electricity use, depending on what your electricity use is. That is also before any tax credits. And so there's a 30% federal tax credit available for solar now. So you can knock 30% off the cost of that system. So then you're looking at $15,000 to $16,000 for builders that are working that into the construction of the home. Maybe you're adding an additional $15 to $20 to your mortgage to produce your own energy. So $20 a month to be able to have renewable energy on your house really starts to bring in the affordability into the conversation to help people understand, well, what am I doing about it now? And then the other thing that obviously I like about solar, that it's a clean energy that you're locking in your rate. So once you have solar on your house and you are making your own energy, it's always going to make that amount of energy. And while the utility rates might continue to rise in Chatham Park, at least, the Duke Energy Progress offers net metering. So that means you always get a full credit for every credit you produce. So even if your utility rates rise and the energy costs increase, you're still making a kilowatt hour of energy for $20 a month for the life of your system.
And part of our system is you evaluate all of the plans, the builders bring them to you. So there is a upfront evaluation on solar, any input that you need to give the builder before they ever even build the house about being solar abled or solar ready.
I just saw in the last couple of days that the utility commission is putting requirements now to offset carbon that Duke is producing with the things they do. So they're now going to be required to do more solar that they had sort of walked away from a little bit. And they're also getting into wind, looking at using wind energy, just some things that they had gone in a different direction. But now the utility commission, because of carbon, what's going on with their loading carbon into the atmosphere, you may get some increased business here.
Yeah, I hope so.
This has been the Chatham Park Check-In, also available in the Town Square section of chapelboro.com and at chathampark.com.